Surprise! As Father Ed mentioned, Father Looker is pretty well under the weather and had tried to argue with his wife and others of those who care for him very dearly that he was still going to make it here tonight. And Father Ed and I just said, there's no reason to do that. We can cover for you. So, going to be really different tonight than it usually is on a Eucharistic Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve service. Okay, but I have something on my heart, and it's your fault. Say it's your fault because last time I stood up here and spoke, talked about getting in the Word and being in the Word and letting the Word have its way in us. Amen. And there's struggles in this life, get in the Word. If you have a need, get in the Word. Because the Word is living. It is the living Word of God, and it breathes life into us. So I had to take a page out of my own book and get more into the Word lately than I normally have been. And God's been speaking to me, and I thought he's been speaking some good things for me, to me, okay? And then I get the call today and say, hey, if I don't make it tonight, you're going to preach, and well, okay. So you're going to get what God's been telling me. I just didn't know, I don't have any notes, I'm just going to share with you what he's been talking to me about. And what he's really been talking to me about is having a grateful heart. Hallelujah. And being truly thankful. Amen. Because I think in today's society, we are bombarded from every corner of the world. Amen. With how bad things are. You know, this stuff is going to, if you eat this, it's going to kill you. If you do that, it's going to kill you. If you stay in the sun too long, it's going to kill you. And it's all this stuff, you know, and you know, global warming and wars and rumors of war and oil is running out and terrorism. Oh, my goodness. And it is, if you just take a step back, and you think about it, it is an attack of fear from the enemy. Now, we just sang it. I am no longer, as a child of God, I am no longer a slave to fear. Fear will slave you. It will enslave you. It will run your life. It will tell you what to do, what to say, when to do it, and when to say it. And guess what? You're not going to be happy with the outcome. Because it can be pretty ugly when we are confronted with fear. And, you know, we mask fear with all kinds of things. We mask fear. We try to cover over the fear because we don't want people to know that we have fear. Because a lot of us today, you know, I am not a fearful person, but there are things that I am afraid of, okay? And harm to my loved ones is one of those things that we'll call it concern, because people don't like the word fear, because fear is defeated, you know. But I have concern for those things, and I probably spend a little bit too much time worrying about things, just a little. Maybe every now and then. I've been known to be up at 4:00 in the morning. Amen. I've been known to not be able to go to sleep some nights. Because my mind's just racing. It's just going. I mean, there's so much clutter there. And what I've been finding over the last 2 weeks now, the more disciplined I have been in putting the Word of God in me, the less those things are, so they're not as big as they once were. And I'm looking forward to a time in my own life that I'm really going to be able to walk free from that stuff. I'm not there yet, but I believe God promises us that we can walk free from that. Now, one of the tools God has given me in my life, when I take the time to remember it, comes from Psalm 116. Now, most of y'all know Psalm 46 is my go-to psalm. It is my go-to song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. One of the reasons why that psalm is so powerful to me is I'm always finding myself in trouble. I need that. I need to know that God will hide me, that He will fight the battle for me. I love the way that psalm ends. Be still and know that I am God. Do you realize when we get into a frenzy, when we get concerned, when we get worried, when we have fears, when things aren't going the way we want them to go, they're not going the way they should go, and they are certainly going in a way that we see is ultimately going to be harmful to either us or to somebody that we really love, the first thing we do is we start worrying about it. And we try to do everything that we can to fix it. Amen. Last time I checked, I'm not God. I really can't fix anything. I'm just saying, now, some of you out there, you might be. You might be able to handle it. But, you know, what I'm talking about is not speaking into somebody's life, not giving advice. I'm not talking about that at all. But what I'm talking about is having done all, stand, amen, on the word, in the Lord, and be still. Amen. To be still, to me, my most quietest times, the times that I am most peaceful, is when I'm in the presence of God. That is the most peaceful, that is the best stillness I can find in my life. Here's another one of my life verses. It comes from Psalm 116. And it's verse 7. One verse. Just grab hold of this and let it go deep into you. Be at rest once more, O my soul. For the Lord has been good to you. I mean, we sang about it again now. I had a little something to picking out the music, okay? I did have a little something about picking out the music because I knew where I was going. Okay? I've heard 1,000 stories of what they think you're like. But I know the tender mercy. Amen? Because I know that the Lord has been good to me. I'm looking in this room tonight, and there's not one of you that I can look at and say, man, God really dealt you a bad hand. He has just forgotten you. No, I'm looking around this room, and I see testimony after testimony after testimony of the goodness of God. I see people who have a reason to quiet that spirit of fear, to quiet that concern, to quiet that worry by just saying, be at rest once more, O my soul. For the Lord has been good to you. One version says, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. It's not just a little bit, it's a lot. Let me see the book. Deal of Sin, yes. Yeah, where the readings came from. I didn't know this was in here. I mean, again, I hadn't really seen the readings for today. But how about this? Psalm 65 we read. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. And your paths drip with abundance. What is he talking about? He's talking about the path of God. What God has prepared for us. It drips with abundance. Are you worried about lack in your life? Don't be. You already have everything and more than you ever need. Are you concerned with others? Of course we all are. I'm looking around here. I know parents. I know my family. There's reason for concern. But yet, God has dealt with you abundantly. God has been good to you. He has answered prayers in the past. He has not stopped answering prayers. They might not come in our timing, but I promise you this, they come in His timing. Because sometimes we're praying for things and we know what the answer is. And when we don't get that answer, we get concerned and we get worried. And God shouts to us once again, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God, which is almost like saying, and you're not. Because I am. And it is the I am. It is the great I am. Amen. Who should I say sent me? Moses asked. God said, I am. Okay, I'm waiting for the rest of it. Amen. You is what? I am. Fill in the blank. Amen. He is everything. He is all that we need. Amen? The New Testament. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are being enriched in everything, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Amen. All right, let's just break this down real quick. We're going to sow seed and we're going to see abundant fruit. Amen. That's great. In all areas of our life. That's the promise. Remember, the land's going to drip with abundance. But if I'm sowing seed, that means I'm doing work. Maybe I have something to be proud about while I'm sowing that seed because it's bearing a great harvest. Well, guess what? The seed you have sown, now he who supplies the seed to the sower. Oh, it's not even my seed. Somebody's given me the seed. I wonder who that is. And then blessing me with abundance. I wonder who that is. And bringing forth the harvest. I wonder who that is. As we approach this Thanksgiving, I know for many of us, and y'all, I am speaking in first tense, because for many of us, holidays like this are not always all fun and games. There is emotional baggage that I walk into with my family every holiday. There are things in my family that I get confronted with when we're all together. Things that I prefer not to have to deal with. Things that I wish they were done differently. Things that I wish they would do differently. Things that I wish that if they could only get a clue, my gosh, where did I go wrong? Why aren't they listening to me? And then there's always these people, why don't you just hush, is what you're thinking to yourself. You don't know what you're talking about. You got no right to speak into that. You don't know what I know. I'm sorry, my life's a mess. I don't know about yours. But when you throw me with family, some of that comes out.
Yes, it does.
It does. Yes, it does. It does. People want to get in your business. They want to be your business. They want to tell you how to do your business. Amen, sister. Amen. You know, so I mean, literally, I have been, not in the recent past, I have been in family gatherings where people, relatives, had to be separated into different rooms before it really got nasty. It happens. Yeah, they need coloring books and Play-Doh. But you know what? I am grateful and I am thankful that I have family. I am grateful and I am thankful that my family has a place that we can gather and be together. I am grateful and thankful that my family loves me. Even if they don't act like it some days. And I'm grateful that I love them, even though I don't act like it some days. I mean, look at, y'all know, when Alan and Katie come down, it is just the joy of our heart. I mean, we don't get enough time with them. They've been gone, Alan likes to remind me now, 13 years. They have been gone. And you know what? As a dad, as a mom, as a parent, do you know that string, that realizing that he's not here, she's not here, our grandbabies are not here, that's fresh as though it was yesterday. 13 years later, I just got to be honest with y'all. It's just my heart. I love my kids. I want to be around my kids. But after day 17 of Alan and Katie and three granddaughters that I love so dearly being in my house, going through little girls. Now, you got to remember, Cindy and I raised boys. So little girls are like, I still don't know what to do with them. Okay? But one thing I do know, 17 days, two 24 packs of double roll toilet paper. I don't get it, you know? I come home from work and I'm stepping on little things and it's like, which hurricane came through here today? Because, you know, Cindy and I are at a point in life where it's mainly just her and I now. And, you know, there's points of that's lonely. But my God, there's points of that's really welcomed, isn't it? Yeah. They know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. Just quiet. Watch what you want to watch on TV. Turn the TV off when you want to turn the TV off. Look at your wife at 8 o'clock at night and say, hey, let's go do this. Because you know what I mean? But yet there's another part of me that really, really misses them and wants to be with them. Do you see how conflicted I am in the exact same situation? Isn't that how we really are just about in every area of our life? We want this, and then we get this, and then we miss that. And so we miss that, and we get it back, and then we want this. Be at rest once more, oh my soul. Because we can get ourselves in the swirl. We can get ourselves into a really bad place. In closing, Darla, in closing. Paul instructs us, as you go forth and as you celebrate tomorrow, Thanksgiving. The world's celebrating a lot of different things. Pilgrims and Indians and turkeys. And good food and bad food and casseroles that you only get once a year. And we're all looking forward to it. And Aunt Martha's gravy that only, she can only be the one to make and all that. We're looking forward to all that. We have a challenge. We have a challenge as the church of God. As we were reminded this Sunday, as ambassadors for Christ. Foreigners. Even in our own families, for some of us, we're ambassadors to show forth the love of Christ. We are the ones that, though maybe get mocked and ridiculed in family gatherings for things we do and don't do, that other people do and don't do because they don't have the same convictions that we have, they're still watching us. They're still taking notes. And I know some of us in this room have testimonies of finally leading loved ones to the Lord after years of darkness and prayer. Some of us are here because our mamas prayed. Some of us are here because our grandmamas prayed. And it looked pretty dark. Hey, you just heard all the priest testimonies. Somebody had been praying for each one of us for it to end up the way it ended up. Because I've heard, man, Ed, wow, how you made it, I don't know. But as you go tomorrow, I want to challenge us with three things. In the midst of the family emotion, be still. And know that He is God. Amen. Remind yourself that. Speak to your soul. Speak to that place. To your inner man. And tell that inner man, be at rest. For the Lord has been good to you. Amen. And hear Paul's words. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in you through Christ Jesus. It is the will of God for us to give thanks in all circumstances. But you don't know. No, I don't. But God knew it when He said that. You don't know what they've put me through. You don't know what they've done. You don't know what they said. You don't know this. You don't know that. You don't know the whole story. No, I don't. God does. And He says, give thanks in all circumstances. Lord God, give us the ability that as we are with people tomorrow, Lord, as we sit down, as we're together, Lord, just give each of us a moment to look to You and give You thanks for all that You have done, all that You are doing, and all that You will do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.